Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel. We're on the very bottom line of Resh Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph with Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Shiur HaKorah, how big or wide does a Korah have to be? We've been discussing these halachos of Korah for the last shiur or two, and now we're going to define what exactly is the size of a korah. So it has to be, the Mechaber tells us, roch bo tefach, it has to be at least a tefach wide, of your kolshu. The thickness of it, however, can be even a very flimsy amount, as long as it is not so flimsy that it wouldn't be able to, rock shetei chazaka kidei lekabel riach. It has to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick, a certain size brick known as an ariach, which is the size, she chatzi levena, which is a half of a brick, shlosha tvachim, that is three tvachim long. And this is necessary only if the width of the korah was only a tefach. Vimhi rechova arba tvachim, but if the width of the korah is at least four tvachim wide, then einot tzricha lios chazok lekabel riach, then it doesn't even have to be sturdy enough to be able to hold this brick, because it will be recognizable as something that is being used over here to enclose this mavui, and therefore it doesn't need to be something strong enough to be able to hold the brick. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Nun Ches. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'yavshe tzricha shir l'kabel ole ariach, shirochav tefach u'mechza. One could argue that it has to be able to hold the brick. Now the brick is going to be a tefach and a half, as we just pointed out. So therefore, how are you going to fit in over here something that is a tefach and a half on something that is only a tefach? So he answers, no, that's simple. Yuchaluchaber kirviya tefach mimeno betit bekan, rviya tefach mitit bekan. So he brings out from the Gemara that you can add on a little plaster over here, a little cement, so to say, to each side of this one tefach wide korah, and this way it can easily support the one and a half tefach brick on top of it. Sivkat nun tes. The kabel or riach has to be able to sturdy enough to hold this brick on it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is telling us, Rosh Lomer, now the girsa that we have is arichayim. It says on the bottom, however, the more correct pronunciation would be arichim, which means, shekol echem mehem achzek is biorko shlosh tefachim, uberoch v'tefach u'mechza. That each one of these bricks that you're going to put on it, because you have to have bricks across the entire mavoi, or at least sturdy enough to be able to hold bricks across it on the entire korah length of the mavoi over here, so each of them is going to be three tefachim long and one and a half tefachim wide. And shochvin alea bechal arka, and it has to go across the entire orech, the entire length over here of the opening of the mavi. Shir rocha pesach also mavi, the distance of the opening of this entire mavi. When we call makom, however, the Mishnah Berurah does qualify this and says, im haya rochav pesach hamavi eser amos. If the rochav over here is 10 amos, then you don't have to actually have all 10 amos over here. Ein tzricha shdeirui lekabel arichim lechol arkom amish. Then here, literally, you don't need all 10 amos of the korah that is across this mavui. Elodaya im tekabel arichim biorech teisha amos ushnei mashahuyin. Here it would be actually sufficient if you just had the strength over here of the korah that it could hold for 9 amos of it and 2 somethings, the bricks on top of it. Because altogether, using the principle of lavud, as we'll see, you're going to be able to here have the 10 amos filled in. So if it can hold 9 amos and 2 somethings, shehein yurches arichim liorkan, so this would be 18 bricks, each brick being over here 3 tvachim in its length. So if you have 18 bricks times 3 tvachim, that's going to be a total of 54 tvachim, and that would be, in terms of amos, 6 into 54 is 9, so therefore it's 9 amos. Lefisha korach tesha amos ushtei mashahuyin materis b'mavi shorochav eser amos b'din lavud. Because now you can place them strategically, so the spaces in between these bricks all add up to 1 ama, but because of the principle of lavud, it is considered like all 10 amos are actually there. Dainu shalo tegia pochus b'shlosha tvachim l'kosel zeh, u'pochus b'shlosha tvachim l'kosel zeh. You'll have it go and not have more than 3 tvachim between the bricks and the wall, and between the bricks and each other, as we are going to learn later in today's shir. And therefore, in this situation, you would have a valid 10 amos over here of the korah, able to hold up the bricks, even though you only need the bricks, technically able to hold the bricks on 9 of those amos because of the principle of lavud for the other ama. Why do you need over here to have the korah be sturdy enough that it can hold these bricks on it? Because shim lo kein lo yeh b'hecher kokach. Because here, it's not, the korah is not like a lechi. The lechi serves as a mechitza. The korah, as we pointed out, serves as a hecher. It's a reminder. You're not allowed to carry over here. Shesurim b'nei rishus harabim shelefi shah hinichu sham. Because if it's not so sturdy, people think it's a temporary type of a structure that was just put there for some purpose and it's going to be taken taken down. Not really to serve over here as a reminder. But Abu Kishi Buriya Vachasaka Lakaba Binyan Kazeh. But if this Korah is sturdy enough to be able to hold these bricks on it, so then it was recognizable to all. Nikar Lakol Shalakvios Binyan Hunchalushab. So it was said over here to remind you, and that this is an appropriate enclosing of this fourth open wall of the Mavui. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Ma'amidim. These are like pegs, as we'll see. The Mechaber tells us, these Ma'amidim are Dahainu, imhi nismeches ayisedos hayotzus min hakotel. You can see over here, in Dirshu footnote number 50, a diagram of this, you basically have these pegs, or what looks like boards over here, on which the Korah is attached to. And this is coming out of the two side walls of the Mavui. So you can see the beam going across from one wall to the other, as we said, but it's not actually touching the walls, it's touching these pegs or boards that are on the wall. So this is also perfectly good. Mamidim dahainu, imhi nismeches ayisedos hayotzus min hakotel. If the Korah is leaning on these pegs that are coming out of the wall, she'ein beruach min tefach, and these pegs themselves don't have a width of a tefach, v'lo be'arkan shalosh, and they're not long enough to be three tefachim long. Why does that make a difference? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Samach, because if that were true, the lav hachi hainu amidim yatzman toras koralem, because if they were that wide and that long, they would have the status of being a korah itself. And therefore, v'gam lo hayo be'arkan shalosh, that's why they're not long enough to be three tefachim, and not wide enough to be a tefach. And in this situation, you need to rely upon this principle that the Mechaber is telling us. And that's why he tells us over here, v'gam lo hayo be'arkan shalosh, that they don't have in each of these pegs a distance of three tefachim. Because otherwise, if they did have three tefachim, and they're so narrow that they're not going to be defined as a korah, so then the real korah is not going to be within three tefachim of the walls. And this way, if it's more than three tefachim, k'deshia korah lovud lakotel wouldn't apply. The chamavur akol b'siv chafei, as we're going to learn in the Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's year. So now, we said that this is good, but under what circumstances? So there's two opinions over here. The first opinion says, yesh omrim, this is going to be acceptable only shetzorek shu chazokim lekabola ulekabol chatzi levena. That these pegs that are coming out of the wall over here, so they have to be strong enough to hold up the korah, but they also have to be strong enough over here to hold up a half of a brick. But the other opinion, the more leaning opinion, says she'ein tzar shu chazokim elokidei lekablo bilvat. They only have to be able to hold up the korah, but if they can't also hold up the brick, that wouldn't be so terrible. The Mishnah Berurah explains sivkot samach aleph lekablo chatzi levena ukefi amavur b'sif yudzayin, as we just learned a moment ago. Sivkot samach beis, the Mishnah Berurah says the ha ein nosdin ariach la. You don't have to put a brick on top of it. Because the peg doesn't require the sturdiness the same way that the korah does, because the korah, you want it to be recognizable. These pegs over here, they're not really functioning over here as the hecker, and therefore they don't have to be as sturdy. This brought down the name of Rashi on the Gemara. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nachol l'hach mikedei rishoni. You should paskin, if you have the choice, over here, l'chatchila, like the first more stringent opinion, that it should be strong enough to hold up not only the korah, but also half of a brick. And the Chofetz Chaim explains in the Shaar Tzion, Os Mem Dalet, that even though the second opinion is not a das yochid, and he brings down that it is in fact the opinion of the Ram, the Rosh, is brought in the Beis Yosef, and he also says it's the opinion of the Riash, the Eshkol, the Mordechai, so there's a lot of rishonim that hold like this. Nevertheless, he says the first opinion is held by more Rishonim, including the Reino Hanano, the Rambam, the Smag, the Rav, Hamagid, the Rashba, the Arzarua, and the Rokeach. And therefore, it makes more sense to go and follow the stricter first opinion, which is held by more Rishonim. Now we go to Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber writes, Im Hoysa HaKorah Agula. If the Korah over here, this beam, is circular. What do we mean by circular? So you can see a picture of this in Dirshu footnote number 51. You basically have a log over here. So the diagram shows you that you have a perfectly what would be a valid korah, but instead of it being a flat board, it's some sort of like a log structure that goes from one wall to the other wall. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us that's perfectly good as well. But it must have a certain size. The circumference of this log has to be at least three tefachim. Because in this way, shaz yesh beruach for tefach, because then, based upon the formula for determining the circumference of a circle, which is 2 pi r, which means 2 r, which is 2 times the radius, which is the diameter over here, times pi. And we always approximate in halacha over here in the Gemara for pi to be 3. So therefore, if you have a circumference that is 3, so then you must have over here the 2 r, the diameter of being 1 tefach. So in this situation, if you have a circle that has a circumference of 3, we assume roughly the diameter is going to be 1, and therefore it has essentially the width of a tefach. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Gimel explains after Hashtuk Yishia Gula Enu Yechol LeKabel LeAl Riach Afilu Hachi Kshera. And despite the fact that it's a lock, it won't be able to hold a brick on it because it's circular and a brick would fall off. Nevertheless, we say that it's good because the Chashvina Noso Kilu Haisa Mischalekes Lishnayim, because we view the log in Halachovir as if it's split open, and now the diameter of the one tefach would be able to hold the brick upon it. The issue footnote number 52 does point out what I already alluded to, and that is that even though pi is really 3.14, etc., etc., and not 3, we use halachically the assignment of pi as being 3, and for practical halachic purposes, that works, and therefore we can rely upon it, even though it will actually be a little bit less than a tefach across if the circumference is exactly 3. And the footnote points out further that you can rely upon this even for dinim d'oraisa, and certainly for dinim d'rabbanan. The Chaber continues in Siv Chaf, and he writes, Haisa Akuma, if it is a bent Korah, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 53. In the diagram that we have over here, the bent is extending out beyond the Mavo into the Rosh Hasharabim. And that's what the Mechaber tells us. V'yakmi Musa, the bent part, no tachutz l'mavo, is extending out beyond the edge of the Mavo. Or olamala meyesim, or it's going higher than 20 amos. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 54, where the 20 amma dotted line, you can see that the curved part of the korah is above that. Or another situation, olamata meyesor, or we can see in Dirshu footnote number 55 of the diagram there, that the bent part goes below 10 tvachim. In all of these situations, if you had a full korah outside the mavoi or above the 20 amas or below the 10 tvachim, it would be no good. But in this situation, the Chaber tells us you have to look at the following. Rowan kol she'ilu yinotel ha'kmimus, if you took the bent part, either the bent outwards or the bent upwards or the bent downwards part, the ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha, and you still would have the parts, when you remove the bent part, the two straight parts would be within 3 tefachim from each other, then through the principle of lavud, we can say kishera. It is in fact going to be a valid korah. However, v'im lav, if the bent part's removal is going to be more than 3 tefachim from the straight parts of the korah, one to the other, then psula, it would not be a valid korah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Dalet, the kol Elu Dvarim Sheposlin Bekorah. All these things, as I pointed out, are going to ruin it. If it's outside the Mavi, Korah has to be within the Mavi. It can't be above 20 Amos because it's not recognizable. It can't be below 10 Tvachim because it's also not recognizable. So now the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samachay tells us, when you remove the bent part, if you have still Lavud, allowing the two straight parts of the Korah to be within 3 Tvachim, then it's allowed. And that is Vatam Darminu Lavud, because we apply the principle of Lavud in this situation. But if not, Sivkot and Samach Vav, then it's possible. Haynu davko biofen zeh shekitzas korah akuma hu chutz l'shir hechshem avoy. That's because some of it is outside the acceptable area. But the bending in and of itself isn't the problem. Avolim hi kula besoch ha-mavoy kedin. If you have the korah totally within the mavoy, albeit it's bent, but even the bent part is within the mavoy, safilu im ha-akum hu habi yosem yishlosh tvachim. Then, even though the bent part makes the two straight parts much more than 3 tvachim apart, that's not a problem, Kshera, because we say Damrin and Rowan Kilu Haisa Pshuta, we can halachically view it as if it was all straight, because the whole thing is within the Mavui. Likewise, Kein Mukach Mistima Sloshin Rambam Meperik Yitzayin Halach Above, seems this is the opinion of the Rambam as well, Ayin Sham, V'chein Mishari HaRishonim, and likewise the other Rishonim hold this way. However, Omnam B'Sefer Gon Yaakov, and also V'chein B'Chidushi Evan Ozer, B'Fak B'Kun Zeh, they disagree with this over here, Ayin Sham, you can look over there for further details. The issue footnote number 57 does bring down that the Chazon Ish is machriya, like the Mekilim over here, to say that it is machshir and it is acceptable korah. Siv Chafalik, the Mechaber writes, Hoysa yotza mikol selzeh, ve'eno nogas bekol selzeh. The korah comes out from one side, but doesn't reach all the way over to the other side. Mechaber continues and he says, for example, kigon shesemocho alamudim. And you can see an example of this in the issue footnote number 58 in the diagram over there, that it's standing upon a post, doesn't reach the other wall. Likewise, if you have over here two koros, they're each coming out from a different side through this post, and they reach each other in the middle of the mavoi. So he says, if you don't have 3 tvachim between them, in other words, you can apply the principle of lavud, so then ksheira. It's as if you have the korah going from one wall all the way to the other wall. But yesh b'neihem shlosha, but if there's more than a distance of 3 tvachim from either one of these korahs to each other or to the wall, then psula, it's not a valid korah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Zayin explains further, even if it's missing the less than three tochim from both sides, for example, kagon shenoatz eitz b'emtza mobi v'niach koro leho. If you have an example of this in Dirshu footnote number 60, in the diagram, that the post is in the middle of the mavoi, and the korah goes and extends outside towards the two sides of the mavoi over here in the fashion that it's represented there in the diagram, but it doesn't reach the walls. So even though it's on both sides, we can apply the principle of lavud. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Amrina lavud mishnei ruchos. You can apply the principle of lavud even if it's working on both sides. So if you have 2.99 on one side and 2.99 on the other side, that would still be a perfectly good korah. But if not, then it's psula. Mishnah Berurah siv katan samaches eliyobi. In this situation, korah heres. You have to bring another korah over here and fill in the space that's more than lavud. Or alternatively, yira lamali hareva chahu bechatichas korah. Or fill it in some sort of way with pieces of a korah. The Mechaber continues in siv chav beis hiniach shtei korah zubetzadzu. You have two korahs next to each other. You can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 62. So you have what would be two korahs going each from one wall to the other wall. Each alone, however, doesn't have a significant size. Lo bezula kabel ariach, lo bezula kabel ariach. They're not strong enough, each of them, to hold an ariach. This brick that we talked about, that's a 3 tefach long and 1.5 tefach wide. So yesh b'shteim k'nei lekabel ariach l'rochbo b'hainu tefach. If you combine these two koros together, and they would have a ability to hold up a tefach of the korah, and then you have a quarter tefach on each side, which we said was allowed. The ein bein zu lezu shlosha tefachim. In other words, these two korahs over here have to be within 3 tefachim of each other. So now when you can combine them, you have the principle of lavud, and you can reach the total distance of a tefach between the two korahs, ein tzarech lavi korah cheres. Then you don't have to bring another korah. V'yam lav, however, if you can't do it with those two, tzarech lavi korah cheres, then you'd have to bring another korah to put it in between. So now you can have over here an adequate single korah, halachically speaking. But the Mechaber brings down the Yeshomim. There is another opinion, however, that says, Shusoshu krova zulazu besoch tefach, that it's not enough to apply the principle of lavud. They have to actually be within a tefach of each other for this to work. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Samach Tes tells us that the Mechaber, in his first point, is telling us, Rotsu lomar, Shushneim ruchavim biyachat tefach, that when you combine the two korahs together, they have to be a distance of a full tefach, and that they also have to be within 3 tefachim of each other. Sivkan Ayin. However, Ain Bein Zel is Eshlo Tefachim. If they're not within 3 tefachim of each other, the first opinion of the Chaber is Chashvin Alu Kilu Smucho Zulazu Mitam Lavud. As long as they're within 3 tefachim of each other, then they can apply the principle of Lavud, and you can combine the half tefach of Korah 1 with the half tefach of Korah 2 within 3 tefachim of each other, and it's considered like one halachic Korah with a 1 tefach width, and therefore it's a perfectly good Korah. But if not, it's not. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Ayin Aleph further explains. There's a Yeshomim that says it's not enough to apply the principle of love, but they have to be actually within a tefach of each other. The reasoning here is, Svirulu, this second more harsh opinion says, the lo shayach kan lahat mishum love, you can't apply love over here. The whole bo'inon shiach koru ru'uya l'kabel ariach l'rochba, it has to be able to physically hold a brick on its width. Ukeshen prudos harbe, and if they're separated so far by the principle of love that it would work, but they physically can't hold it, and yecholus l'kabel ariach l'rochba, and that's why it's no good. And that's why they have to be besoch tefach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot 9 days, doho ho ariach l'rochbo hi machazek is tefach u'mechza, because the width over here of the brick is 1.5 tefach. The tzor shia al koponim nismach mimenu kireva tefach al korazu u'kireva al shashniyah. Has to at least be a quarter of a tefach on each one of these two beams. And if they're more than a tefach apart, that's impossible. Imkein lo yishara Peirud beinehem el kashir tefach below Yosef. And therefore, in order to be able to fulfill this, they have to be within 1 tefach of each other, and then you can have the ariach on top of it, at least in theory, and therefore everything is good according to this more machmir opinion. But if you're using the principle of lavud, the more machmir opinion says no. The more makel opinion said you can't apply lavud over here because it's a halachic connection, and therefore the brick technically can go on the half tefach of one korah, the half tefach of the other korah, even though it physically would not be able to do so. With this, we conclude today's shir.